Advent, the promise of hope. Advent is such a wonderful season of anticipation. It's a time when we remember the waiting, the longing, and the hope of God's people as they anticipated the arrival of the promised Messiah. For centuries, they'd held on to the hope of God's promise, even in the darkest of times. Today, we also live in a time of waiting, not for Christ's first coming, but for his return. Yet while we wait, Advent reminds us to live with hope, because God's promises are trustworthy. Hope is a powerful force. I recall a friend who went through a deeply challenging season, battling illness with a courage that could only come from God. Despite the uncertainty and pain, they held on to hope, a hope grounded in God's promises. That hope gave them the strength to face each day. Today, we'll explore the promise of hope as revealed in God's Word. We'll see how Jesus, the light of the world, brings hope into the darkest of circumstances, and how we can embrace and share that hope today. The darkness of waiting. Let's begin with Isaiah's prophecy in chapter 9. The people of Israel were walking in darkness. They faced oppression, exile, and uncertainty. Yet Isaiah proclaimed, "The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine." These words were spoken to a nation in turmoil. Israel was living under the weight of oppression and exile. Their circumstances seemed bleak. Yet in the midst of that darkness, God gave them a promise of hope. Isaiah went on to describe this hope. "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he'll be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." The people longed for deliverance, for peace, and for restoration. This prophecy wasn't just about political freedom. It was about a much greater hope, a saviour who would bring light into the darkest places. We all face moments of darkness. Perhaps it's the loss of a loved one, the weight of uncertainty, or a relationship that seems beyond repair. In those times, it's easy to feel hopeless. But Isaiah reminds us that even in the darkest of nights, God's light shines. For Israel, the promise of the Messiah gave them something to hold on to. And for us, that same promise has been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. The light of the promise. Fast forward to the New Testament, and we see God's promise of hope fulfilled in the most unexpected way. Luke's Gospel tells us of the angel Gabriel's appearance to a young woman named Mary. "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High." What an incredible moment. Mary, an ordinary girl from Nazareth, was chosen to bring the hope of the world into reality. This wasn't just the announcement of a birth, it was the announcement of the fulfillment of God's promise. Consider Mary's response. She could have focused on her fears or doubts, but instead she responded in faith. "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." Mary trusted in God's faithfulness, even though she didn't fully understand his plan. Her story reminds us that God's promises are not dependent on our circumstances or abilities. They're grounded in the unchanging character of our God. Just as Mary carried the light of the world into this broken world, we too are called to carry the light of Christ in our circumstances. Living with hope today. So what does this mean for us today? How can we live with hope in a world that so often feels broken? First, we need to remember the promise. God's word is full of promises. They are true and trustworthy. Whether it's his promise to never leave us, to give us strength, or to work all things for good, we can trust that God will always fulfill what he has said. Second, we need to trust his timing. Waiting is never easy. But Advent reminds us that waiting is part of God's plan. The Israelites waited centuries for the Messiah, yet God's timing was perfect. In the same way, we can trust that God is working in our waiting, even when we can't see the full picture. As Psalm 27 verse 14 encourages us, wait patiently for the Lord, be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. Waiting doesn't mean inaction. It's a time to be strengthened in faith, to grow in dependence on God, and to keep moving forward with hope. Finally, we must share the hope that we have. This season is an incredible opportunity to reflect Christ's light to those around us. Whether it's through a kind word, a thoughtful gesture, or simply being present for someone in need, we can be carriers of hope in a hurting world. Jesus himself said, "You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden." Our lives, transformed by the hope of Christ, are meant to shine brightly in the darkness, pointing others to the Saviour. Embracing hope. So how can we embrace hope this Advent season? Perhaps you need to spend time in God's Word, reminding yourself of His promises. Or maybe you need to let go of a burden you've been carrying and trust Him with it. Who in your life needs hope? Is there someone you can encourage or help this week? The light of Christ. As we enter this Advent season, let's fix our eyes on Jesus, the light of the world, the fulfillment of God's promise of hope. He is the reason we can face each day with confidence, no matter what challenges lie ahead. Isaiah's words are as true for us today as they were for Israel. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. Jesus is that light. He is our hope, our peace, and our salvation. Whatever darkness you're facing today, know that His light shines brightly and it will never be overcome. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the promise of hope we find in Jesus. In a world that is so often feels dark and uncertain, we're grateful for the light you shine into our lives. Thank you for the fulfillment of your promises, for sending your Son to bring us salvation and restore our relationship with you. As we enter this Advent season, help us to embrace the hope that only you can give. Remind us that no matter what challenges we face, you are with us, guiding us and sustaining us. May your light shine in our hearts, and may we share that light with those around us. Father, fill us with your confidence in your faithfulness and strengthen our trust in your plans. Today, may we carry the hope of Christ into our homes, our workplaces, and our communities. We ask these things in the name of Jesus, our Saviour, and the fulfillment of all hope. Amen.